Wanderlover podcast was created with the mission to enable travel and freedom through entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Danielle Hu, business mentor, content creator, and founder of The Wanderlover. Tune in every week for episodes about travel, online business, social media, and mindset that will inspire you to take massive action towards living the life of your dreams. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Wanderlover podcast. I'm your host, Danielle Hu, and this week's episode is all about my hypnotherapy session that I had last week. And it was my first session ever. It was honestly completely just out of my frame of reference of what I was comfortable with, what I knew, and I just can't wait to share this experience with you guys. But before we get started with this week's episode, I want to just announce that enrollment for Momentum Mastermind is now open. Momentum is my signature 4-month program, and we're going to start in September. You guys have heard me say over and over again, in life, there are things you know you don't know, and things you don't know you don't know. And that third category, that's always what we are learning and what we are expanding. Momentum is going to integrate that and infuse things you don't know into your life so that you can level up in your business and every other aspect of your life. I especially curate these groups so that everyone can learn from each other and, of course, from me as a mentor through it all. But ultimately, the group is going to be curated so that there are people who are just getting started. They're suffering from imposter syndrome. They think they don't know which idea to pursue. Up until people who maybe have made like a few thousand consistent months, but they're still struggling with consistency, struggling with showing up. And I think it just really humanizes the whole business building aspect of the online space because everyone struggles, and being really open and honest and vulnerable in a group setting, it forces you and pushes you out of your current frame of reference, right? It makes you a bigger person and it brings you to the next level. So if you're even thinking about joining a mastermind and this is speaking to you, this whole episode is about leaning into your intuition and really going with your gut. So if you have any questions, just feel free to DM me or send an email to support@thewanderlover.com and we can get started with a conversation to see if this is the right fit for you. And on the other hand, if you're like, hell yes, I am committed, I want to really focus on my business for the rest of 2021, then we can get started right away and you can sign up using the link in the episode description and we'll get you set up with your 90-minute goal mapping strategy call right away. So diving into my first hypnotherapy session, I've gotten so many questions about this, and it really took me some time to kind of process how I was going to structure this episode. To be completely honest, the whole experience still is very new to me, and my hypnotherapist recommended that I take some weeks to really sit with it. A lot of emotions surfaced, a lot of memories surfaced, and it takes time to digest. With that being said, though, I really still wanted to be open and honest with all of you and not like keep you waiting and talk through everything that I went through. And I think it will really help those of you who are also on a self-discovery journey. Like I said before, in this life, there are things you know you don't know, and things you don't know you don't know. And I am always encouraging everyone to keep learning. There are so many things in this world that you don't know you don't know, right? So it's so fascinating that listening to new podcasts, speaking to new people, all of these things and experiences expand your frame of reference. And that is what we're all about. Another big theme of this episode that I really want to set the intention of addressing is leaning into your intuition. And I've had so many conversations around this the past few weeks. I genuinely believe that your intuition always knows what's best for you and what will make the most impact on your life, the most necessary impact on your life at this moment, and really trusting it, leaning into it, instead of asking other people for opinions, trying to find someone else to give you permission to believe something, to take a certain action, asking for other people to kind of make the decision for you. We're not going to do that. And we are going to practice really believing in yourself and trusting the signs from the universe. I also want to say that just a few years ago when I was working in corporate finance in New York City, if you approached me with anything spirituality related, personal growth related, I probably would have laughed at you. And I totally understand if some things I say just don't make sense to you right now, but maybe it's not the right time. I still believe that you're listening to my message for the right reasons, and it's going to speak to you, and you're going to remember, oh, Danielle said that in that podcast episode. Maybe it's going to really speak to you in a month's time, in a year's time. But my advice is to really just take everything in with an open mind and an open heart. So fast forward a few years, I obviously quit my corporate job and really started looking into self-discovery, self-growth, and spirituality. You guys know I got my human design reading a few months back. I'm so into personality tests, into horoscopes, gene keys, crystals. I hired a coach who is so into spirituality, and that's why I infuse it into my own business, because I see the value and I see the connection now. I didn't see it at one point in my life, but the more open and receptive you are to the things you don't know, your life changes in magnificent ways. I really have no history of trauma or seeing therapists, so I can't really compare my hypnotherapy session to an actual therapy session. And I also want to say that my hypnotherapy session is probably going to be different than all of the other hypnotherapy sessions out there, right? It's not a blanket statement. And if you are even remotely curious about it, I would really encourage you to go check it out yourself, do your own research, and book your own session. So I truly believe that life gives you signs, and the more you are aware of these signs and you recognize them and you trust them instead of doubting them, the easier your life becomes. I actually have an album on my phone where I'll screenshot, you know, different signs that I believe my life is giving me, and I add it to the synchronicity journal. So how I first came into contact with my hypnotherapist was she lived next door at our old villa. And as soon as Rags had mentioned we were living next to a hypnotherapist, the intuition, I was like, whoa, that's really cool. I think that's really cool. I previously had no experience with hypnotherapy, but it popped up on my radar just a few months back. Never really gave it much thought. But as soon as Rags told me she was a hypnotherapist, I was like, what? That is so cool. I honestly didn't even reach out to her until a few weeks later, but I had that really brewing inside of me where I was like, oh my God, I'm really intrigued by this. I'm so curious about it, and I really want to know more. And so I Googled some hypnotherapy articles, I learned more about it, and I really just sat there really taking it all in and seeing how my mind and my body processed this new information. I could see it affected me differently than Rags because he isn't really into spirituality. And when he learned about her profession, it didn't intrigue him as much as it did for me. And so that was a distinction. And that's how you kind of distinguish what you should be pursuing versus other people, because the same information can just be interpreted so many different ways. It's kind of like seeing influencers when I was in my corporate job. That really sparked an interest in me versus other people who saw the same influencers and they really didn't give a shit about them. So looking back, how I found my hypnotherapist was kind of like divine intervention. It was like life putting her in my radar on such an accessible level and sparking this curiosity that I really couldn't say no to reaching out and doing a session with her. It was kind of like, here is this person and she has the potential to do such great things for your life and you are curious about it, book a session with her. That's literally the sign. If there was like a poster board that could have said that direction, that's probably what it would have said. For me, there was really no need to think about whether or not I was going to book a session with her. I knew from day one that it was going to happen. I didn't need to get someone else's opinion and ask them, oh, should I do it? I deep down knew that I wanted to do it and I was going to do it. And that internal knowing is how you should be making decisions in your own life. So what is hypnotherapy? Hypnotherapy is basically like a guided hypnosis. It's a form of therapy that uses relaxation, extreme concentration, and it brings your awareness inwards into this like half sleeping, half awake state. You're kind of in this like trance-like state, and she asks you a lot of guided questions. You're super focused, and people usually go to hypnotherapists when they're experiencing some kind of trauma, if they're going through anxiety, if they have some kind of pain. So it's used in a lot of different areas. For me personally, I signed up just because I was curious and it was something that I wanted to explore. I didn't necessarily go in really thinking I was going to address a root issue. And what is fascinating was that it brought out so many repressed memories that I didn't even know affected me until this day. Hypnotherapy is also not like hypnosis when you see those entertainers on cruise ships, you know, and they like make people cluck like chickens or like do a silly dance. That is not hypnotherapy at all. That's just hypnosis as a form of entertainment. They're not going to make you like pull cards subconsciously out of a deck and see a spiritual world. Like, I feel like that is just a really dumbed down version of how impactful this therapy actually is. It can bring up a lot of repressed emotions, repressed traumas, childhood memories. And this is why it is so important to find someone you connect with. I believe this on all service-based professions, basically, but especially with hypnotherapy. I knew that my hypnotherapist had to be trained, that I was comfortable enough to really open up to her and trust her with all of my emotions and trust that she was able to handle all of my emotions. I feel like because I was able to connect with her on like a really friendly level, we got to know each other and I really felt a connection with her. That was also the reason why I decided to sign up for a session. So it was like this connection, it was divine intervention, and that ultimately caused me to have the experience that I did. It probably would have been so different if I, you know, went on Google and was like best hypnotherapy or hypnotherapist in the world. That probably wouldn't have the same effect because I wouldn't have opened up to them and I probably wouldn't have had the same impactful experience that I had last week. So the next question that I've been getting is, why did I try hypnotherapy? Like, why did I even sign up in the first place? Was I going through something really traumatic? You guys already know that I really wasn't, but I'm always trying to improve myself and my relationship with myself so that I can better serve my clients. I truly believe that a mind stretched by new experiences cannot go back to its old dimensions. So what was the whole experience like? It started off with a consultation where I basically met with her and I told her I had no idea what to expect. I have a few things, like a few recurring themes in my life that I'm constantly trying to work on, and maybe we could address those. But ultimately, I didn't really come to her with a specific purpose other than wanting to better myself and look inwards and see where I could improve and also just learn about the whole experience. She was like, "It's so great that you are really self-aware. Learning and bettering yourself is definitely going to help you help other people." And she saw a few things just from that 1 hour consultation where she knew that there were things that I could improve on and really look into. So after that initial conversation, I was like, yes, I really want to do this. I really connected with her and resonated with what she had to say. And so before my session, she also told me, come prepared. It's going to be a lot of release. It's going to be very emotional. Some people may find it draining. So I would recommend that you take the next few days off after the session and that you come into the session after eating breakfast and not having caffeine in the morning and just being really open and not stressed and letting the experience happen. Enrollment for a Momentum Mastermind is now open. I always say what you focus on grows. So if you really want to commit to your online business and income for the rest of 2021, alongside other ambitious entrepreneurs, then Momentum is for you. This is my signature 4-month group coaching program designed for entrepreneurs confused about how to actually get started in the online space, or those of you who have already started but you're seeing inconsistent income month to month. We give you clarity, guidance, strategies, and accountability to really help you map out and reach your business goals. You get personalized one-on-one guidance from me and a support system like no other. We start in September and you can sign up in the episode description. I cannot wait to support you and welcome you in. So after a few days of thinking it over, I actually wrote down 2 intentions that I wanted to kind of explore and address. And the 2 topics that I came up with were competitiveness and money mindset. Those are kind of like the 2 recurring themes that I'm always trying to bring awareness to, because I grew up very competitive. I always wanted to be the best. I always wanted to, you know, succeed. And a lot of times I base my self-worth based on my achievements. I'm very aware of that. And that is something that I've always addressed. And it's something that I would have loved to explore more in my subconscious. The other theme is money mindset, because as a daughter of immigrant parents, it was really hard for me at one point to invest in things. I always held on to like every dollar, and it's something I'm still working on, but I've gotten a lot better at. So 1 p.m. comes, I enter her room and I tell her all of these things that were on my mind. And before our actual hypnosis session, she asks me a bunch of other guided questions, really to see how my brain was functioning and how I was thinking at the time. The room was so zen and relaxing. It smelled like incense. I had a comfy pillow that I was laying on, and I had a blanket over me. And I was just really relaxed and open to everything and kind of scared, to be honest. I was a little nervous because I didn't know what was going to happen, what would come up for me, but the environment really calmed me down. So after she asked me a bunch of questions, I know this is the part that you guys are probably all waiting for, like, did you get hypnotized and did you start barking like a dog? And the answer is no. How I would describe it is a guided meditation. So I was laying down, my eyes were closed, and she was repeating these words in this kind of rhythm with her voice. And it was very entrancing. At multiple times during the session, I think I definitely fell asleep, but I was still talking. And so most of the session, what it looked like was her asking me guided questions and really giving myself permission to be vulnerable, say whatever it was on my mind, and explain every single vision that was coming up for me in my mind. And me being a very visual person, I saw so many things. I saw so many colors, so many scenarios after she asked me all of these directed questions. And the way that she's able to interpret what I was seeing from a high level was an experience that I've never had before. I've never had someone or like a therapist really address what was going on subconsciously that affects how I act until this day. So like I told you guys, I went in with the intention of addressing either, you know, my competitiveness and self-worth or money mindset. But actually what happened was that the session ended up just naturally flowing and digging out this repressed abandonment trauma that I experienced when I was very, very young, that still subconsciously affected me that I had no idea. And it makes so much sense because your inner child is still within you. Like when you are just a baby or when you're a toddler growing up before the age of 7, you interpret this world so differently than how you interpret it today, right? But because you never go back and address some of the things, it still carries on within you. Like it still shows up and manifests in your daily life as habits, as thought patterns. And until you really address it with a professional, with someone else also trying to help you, your self-awareness is very limited. And so what came up in the session, this fear of abandonment, and also the awareness that I overanalyze things and I really should lean into my feelings more, all of these new insights connect so many dots. So underlying my perfectionism, my competitiveness, also my money mindset, is this underlying fear, the root cause that I had no idea existed. And it makes so much sense now because I was able to tap into my subconscious and really bring back all of these repressed memories that I didn't even think made an impact, but it's all connected and I just either refused to address it or didn't see it myself. It also makes so much sense because now looking at it big picture, growing up with Asian immigrant parents, my lack of communication that sometimes I struggle with because it's hard for me to talk about my feelings. So a lot of times what I didn't recognize is I will let anger, I will let emotions build up, I will let sadness build up, not really give permission to feel my feelings, and then all of a sudden I'll explode. So either in an emotional breakdown where I'm just sobbing uncontrollably, or I'll get really angry for a really short amount of time, and it's unhealthy. And I realized that because of my childhood experiences, I still carry all of those habits and all of those thoughts that I can't share what I want because of my fear that someone's going to leave, right? Like all of these things come together so clearly for me. And the other really amazing thing that happened was I just saw so many different visuals. It was kind of like tripping, but in a very sober state. And it was seeing just how much power I had given to other people and how much power I give to other people and being able to reclaim it all myself. I saw my light as this really bright, vibrant shade of yellow. And I also saw so many colors of other people. And it just made me see visually that everyone has this glow. And the more power that you give to other people and the more that you let other people influence your decisions, you start dimming down, like you start fading. And the ultimate goal is to have everyone shine as brightly as they possibly can. And there is no competition between anyone in this world. This obviously makes a lot more sense in my head than it does speaking it out loud. I hope it kind of makes sense. But I feel like you guys can feel, right, how impactful this experience has been on me. And if you're wondering who is hypnotherapy for, who is this experience for, I would really recommend it to anyone who is open to spirituality and therapy, and also people who are trying to actively better themselves. Like if you go in just trying to find something wrong with it, it's not going to have the same effect as someone who goes in really open and absorbing and being vulnerable. So it does take a certain level of mental readiness and mental preparedness. But if it's speaking to you, if this is an experience that you really want to integrate into your own life, highly recommend you lean into your intuition and try it out for yourself. The whole session took around 4 hours total. It was like 30 minutes of the pre-work, 3 hours of the actual hypnosis, and then another 30 minutes just talking about what I had experienced. At another point, I was bawling, crying, just so many emotions coming up, like really thinking about my past and seeing how it all fit into who I am today. It makes it so special and so valuable. Like I said in the beginning, if you had asked me to do this a few years ago when I was in finance, I probably would have laughed. And now after being at this place where I know how much it helps me and how much I can help my clients as a result from this, I light up thinking about it. If you have any questions, if you want to know more about hypnotherapy, I would love to talk to you more about it. I'm still on a very self-reflective and introspective and still learning about it myself. But you guys, you know, I'm here always supporting your success in business, in self-discovery, in self-growth. And I hope this was eye-opening for you. I hope this taught you a realm that maybe you wouldn't even have thought about before, and now it's on your radar. So there are no coincidences in life. Really trust your intuition. That is the whole theme of this episode. And I hope you guys have an amazing week. Sending love to you all.